Rockets football coverage continues on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Sean Cressip.
We are underway here between the Rockets and the Eagles. The deep kick to the 1 yard line from the kicker Edwards into the hands of number 23, Nate Johnson. The return man gets it out to the 26 yard line for the opening kickoff, 11:54 here as we are underway between the Rockets and the Eagles. These two teams have played 8 times since 2007, with each team winning 4 games apiece. The Rockets own victories in 2 of the last 3. As the Eagles break the huddle, they'll be in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers here at the bottom as they move from left to right across the radio dot. Shotgun snap, handoff, going to be a fake. And a keeper up the middle from the quarterback. That's number 12, Andrew Brown, who rushes it out to about the 33-yard line. It's going to be a good for the first down. The first play of the game, good for the very first down for the Eagles.
You know, right there, Sean, that wasn't what you say Shelby County's triple option down there. That's more of the pro-style college options you're seeing now, where strictly a quarterback read, fakes the handoff, and goes.
Brown in the shotgun on the first play there with 2 running backs split to each side. Now we're going to see trips to the left. Brown with 1 back to his right. Here's the snap. He'll have an inside pitch. That's going to be the running back Noah Nida. He's going to get another first down run before being brought down in the secondary on the far sideline. We should note, due to the uniform changes here tonight, these new uniforms were a little tight on some of these guys and therefore caused a switch of a few numbers. So bear with us here in the early going. That was
Brandon Davis coming up making the tackle from that corner over there.
Davis wearing number 24 tonight. It's first and 10 as the Eagles move into Rocket territory. Ball down at the 48-yard line. 2 wide receivers to the near side. 2 running backs flanking Andrew Brown, the quarterback. He'll take the snap, throw left side. This one's going to be incomplete as it fell short of his intended receiver. That's number 23, Nate Johnson. In coverage was Brandon Davis and James Bradley for the Rocket defense.
It appears that Coach Shipley, Coach OG, has got a lot of confidence in those defensive backs. We're manning up on them man for man, loading the box with everybody else.
Second and 10 from the 48 of Shelby County. North Bullitt on their first drive of the game. Andrew Brown in the shotgun with 2 running backs. Sends a man in motion from right to left, and we'll have an infraction here before the snap, and indication is illegal procedure on the offense. A breezy night here at Shelby County High School. The wind's coming out of the south, but with a humid evening, the breeze sure helps.
And the sun shining bright,
as it always does here in our face. 5-yard penalty at 2nd and 15. Man in motion from right to left, and another flag before the snap, and another penalty against North Bullitt.
John, one thing that's been slowing North Bullitt down a little bit, averaging 34 a game's not slowing them too much. But from running that pistol, they've had a lot of problems with exchange from the center and the quarterback.
Turnovers has been something that Coach Edwards on the Shelby County offense has emphasized as something they need to improve on. But defensively, Shelby County last week was able to force Oldham County into several turnovers in the first half. 2nd and 20 now from the 42-yard line. Here's a pass to the near sideline. It's caught. It's going to be Tyler Commissar who gets out to the 50-yard line. It's going to be about an 8-yard gain. It'll bring up 3rd down and 12 from right at midfield.
That's been right into their bread and butter. They like, when they're going to throw it, they want to hit those quick slants, screens, dump them out of the backfield. Or you'll see something you don't see very often, a little shuttle pass coming in and out of the options. Very hard to pick up.
They break a huddle here on 3rd and 12, their first 3rd down of the game. Andrew Brown at quarterback in the shotgun. A low snap as he drops back.
Middle
here's
screen.
A screen in the middle of the field. And this one intended for 23, Nate Johnson, who wasn't actually in the area. That one was more thrown at an offensive lineman there. Probably it looks like Jeff Newton
And so with the pass falling incomplete, the Rockets force fourth down from midfield, and we'll see the punt unit for the Eagles trot onto the field.
That was an excellent defensive series for the Rockets. Yes, we bent a little bit, caught a break with the offsides a couple of times.
Keon Stone awaits the punt. This snap hits the ground. It's a high spiraling kick down to the 7-yard line. Stone catches it, makes a man miss, and now he'll be brought down at about the 13-yard line, where the Rockets will take over for their first possession of this ball game. No score with 9:51 here to play in the first quarter. Senior quarterback Tyler Drain brings out the Rocket offense.
John, one important thing, the Rockets are without center Hayden Tepper tonight.
There is a switch, a bit of a mix-up, if you will, on the offensive line. Tedford suffered a concussion in the early goings of the third quarter last week against Oldham County. He is out for this week and maybe next. Daniel Glass has moved over to center tonight, and the Rockets come out with four wide receivers. This is a low snap. Drain has to pick it up. It's a broken play. He'll run to the near sideline as he's pushed out of bounds before getting across the 20-yard line. So about a 7-yard gain on the play that appeared to be a broken one.
It was a little low snap. You know, we just come back from talking about that. Sure, Daniel might have a little bit of nerves, but it was catchable, and we ended up getting some positive yards out of it.
They'll mark it at about the 20-yard line, so it's going to make it about a second and three with 9:45 here to go. Drain in the shotgun. Moorhead lined up behind him. Brandon Davis in motion. They'll pitch it to him. Ball's on the ground, and North Bullitt is going to get on top of it. They recover the fumble at the 10-yard line. It was a pitch behind the running back, Davis. Couldn't get all the way turned around to catch it on the option pitch. And the first turnover of the game is forced by North Bullitt here with 9:41 in the first quarter.
Something the Rockets have been plagued with. Mm-hmm. And here we go, landed on the ground already. And the bad part is North Bullitt's got it in scoring position already in the red zone.
They spot it down at the 11-yard line. Andrew Brown comes back out. He's in the shotgun, sends a man in motion to the near side. He'll keep it. And he'll be brought down for possibly a short gain. It's kind of hard to tell that he got past the 11. And I think they're actually going to maybe mark him down for a short loss, maybe half a yard loss on the play. Drew Mack on the tackle for Shelby County, wearing number 45 tonight instead of the coveted and favorite number of mine, number 21. 9:13, clock running here. No score in the first quarter between the North Bullitt Eagles and the Rockets of Shelby County. Second down and 10. Man in motion to the near side. Here's a handoff. This is going to be to Nate Johnson, number 23, and he's wrapped up in the backfield for a loss, and Mack is there again in the backfield for the stop.
That's two great plays so far by the defense. We got them set in third and long, exactly where we want them. Let's see if we can't get them again here.
Don't know much about the kicking game of North Bullitt, but right now with the ball spotted at the 15, they're looking at about a 30 or so yard field goal. Third down and 15 from the 16-yard line. 8:22 left to go here in the first. Brown from the shotgun has running back Dylan Embry off to his right. Man in motion to the left. They're going to throw. Looks left. Now he's going to tuck it and run. Gets over the 10 before being met at the 12-yard line. That's Brandon Davis in the secondary coming up to make a tackle, along with the Rockets' number 20, Justice Powers. That one's going to come up short of the first down as they mark him at the 7-yard line. It'll be fourth.
They're going to go for it.
And six. And the offense is still on the field here with 7:42 left to play in the first. No score between the Rockets and Eagles. And a big fourth down play here from the 7-yard line of Shelby County. They send three wideouts to the left. Brown, claps for the ball, looks left, going to throw, and it's going to be complete to Johnson. He's inside the five. It's going to depend on where they'll spot this one down.
Appears it's going to be close enough to goal line for a first down.
He was hit immediately after the catch, and it will be a first down and goal for North Bullitt inside the 1-yard line. The Eagles ran a slant pattern there and get about a half a foot past the first down marker. Brown now goes under center in a tight set. Two running backs in I formation. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper.
Did not get it.
And he is...
Oh, he did.
He's in.
Wow. Delayed call.
Delayed call and a touchdown after the turnover by Shelby County. North Bullitt takes the early 6-0 lead on a one-yard quarterback keeper, number 12, Andrew Brown. So Tyler Commissar, wearing number 4, comes on for the extra point try. Nate Johnson holds. Here's the snap. Kick is up, deflected, and hits the upright, and good. Just when you think they got them, they sneak it in. So the Eagles strike first here tonight. They're on top of Shelby County 7-0 with 7:06 to go here in the first quarter of play. You're listening to Rocket Football tonight on Power 93.3.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
The ensuing kickoff after the Eagles score is down the right sideline, and Keon Stone picks it up for Shelby County at about the 22-yard line, brings it out close to midfield. See where they'll spot him down, about the 41-yard line. So about a 19-yard return there for Stone. And the Rockets offense will trot back out for their second drive of the game after the first one ended in a turnover.
Sean, right there, you know, Shelby County all year, we've talked about it, has had trouble receiving pooch kicks. And North Bullitt shoots one at us right off the get-go.
Tyler Drain in at quarterback, the senior. In the shotgun, Caleb Moorhead behind him. Brandon Davis goes in motion to the left. They'll give it to Moorhead up the middle. He's wearing number 31 tonight in place of his original number 30. He gets up to about the 44-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. Bring up 2nd down and 8.
Sean, I think Rockets going to have to throw the ball a little bit tonight, try to loosen up that North Bullitt defense.
Put about 8 guys in the box here. On 2nd down, here's the keeper by Drain on the near sideline. He's going to be brought down at the 47. Alex Short on the tackle for North Bullitt. They'll actually give the ball the spot between the 48 and 49-yard line of Shelby County. It brings up 3rd and 3 here with 6 minutes left to go in the first. Shelby County trailing North Bullitt 7-0. Stone comes in motion near side. They're going to give it to Moorhead up the middle. He gets up close to that first down marker. The far side official jogs in, and it looks like he's, oh boy, he looks like he's just short from this angle.
If they spotted on the 49,
they spotted, yeah.
First down.
And it is. They spotted exactly splitting the 49-yard line, and Moorhead's run gives Shelby County their first down of this ballgame.
Okay, we got the chains moving, so see if we can't march this thing straight on down the field.
No hurry or energy of what looks like out there right now with this team, but they'll give it up to Moorhead up the middle. He breaks the tackle, and he's into the open field. Inside the 15, and he'll be brought down at about the 12-yard line. And just when you thought the Rocket offense was dormant and asleep, Moorhead bursts through the middle and gets the first down. They'll mark him at the 12.
You know, that's one of Coach Evers is saying. Let's play fast during the play. Let's get it set up correctly between plays.
To this point, and one of my observations were there before that play, just breaking the huddle even in lackadaisical fashion. No hurry up whatsoever. But now Moorhead, with some pop in the step, gets a first down at the 12. They'll give it back to him. As he's met now at the line of scrimmage, still driving the feet as he's getting toward the 10, and they'll swing him down at about the between the 11 and 10-yard line for a couple of yards.
You know, Sean, last week, Tyler Drain, 0 yards for the game. Oldham was crashing those outside linebackers right at him,
making him almost try to get up. We'll look at going to the inside beer, I'm sure. But again, the same thing. North Bullet is coming and putting a lick on him every play.
Second down and eight now from the 11. Keon Stone in motion and some motion now on the line. It looks like the Rockets may have drawn the penalty against the defense here.
No, he pointed at us.
And it'll be a five-yard penalty against the Eagles, and so that'll help the Rockets' cause. Move them down inside the 10 to the 6-yard line. Be second down and 3 yards to go.
We did have one official down here on the end was pointing back towards Chubby County. Uh-oh.
Now we've got a whistle play. The head official walking over now to the away bench, the visitor side, talking with head coach Adam Billings. Billings is out on the field here, wanting a little bit of an explanation. And tonight's head game official now trots back to midfield to resume play. Second down and 3 inside the Eagles' 10-yard line. Ball spotted at the 6. Drained from the shotgun. Sends Davis in motion. They'll pitch it to him on the sweep to the left side. Trying to get to the corner. Cuts up field and into the end zone. Touchdown, Shelby County. The Rocket offense got started last week against Oldham County with a big run for a touchdown by Brandon Davis. And tonight, Davis is into the end zone for the Rockets' first score once again.
You know, strictly just a top sweep right there to Brandon, who beat everybody to the corner and was able to get up inside the end zone.
Good blocking on the outside by wide receiver Keyshawn Catlett, sealing the corner. And Davis trots in for the 6-yard scamper. Now the Rockets' kicker, Edwards, will look to add the extra point. Drain holds. Good snap. Good kick. And it's now tied at 7 with 4:13 left to go here in the first. The Rockets and the Eagles knotted up at 7. Hour 93.3, WXLN.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
You know, these Zaxby's fried pickles really take me back to Meemaw's kitchen.
Yeah, Meemaw really would have loved these. Is that a time machine?
Yep, and I brought Meemaw back with me.
That's not Meemaw.
Ooh. Okay, let's get back inside. Whoa.
Better than grandma's? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. Fried pickles are back. Lightly breaded, fried to perfection, and served with ranch sauce. Try them before they're gone. Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
7-7 score here between Shelby County and North Bullet. Welcome back to Shelby County High School. Josh Edwards approaches the kick. A high kick back into the end zone, and they'll wave it back for a touchback. His first touchback of the game tonight. The first one, the wind is blowing out of the south, and so kicking into that south end zone is into the wind for Edwards tonight. Last week he started off the game with 5 or 6 in a row. Tonight that's his first kick for a touchback, and they'll bring the ball out to the 20-yard line for North Bullets. Next drive, first and 10. Still seeing quarterback Andrew Brown for the Eagles tonight. He's got 2 running backs, 1 to each side, 2 wideouts to his left. Ball hit the ground on the snap, and he didn't have anywhere to go. He's brought down quickly in the backfield. Looks like that's going to be the Rockets number 33, Connor Dean, leading the charge for the Rocket defense.
You know, Sean, I said earlier that the Rockets are playing a lot of man-on-man on the outside. Changed the scheme a little bit. They got 4 down linemen up front, bringing 2 out linebackers from the outside.
2-yard loss on the botch snap there. Brown was able to pick it up, but wasn't able to go very far. They spot this down at the 17, call it the 18-yard line. 3 wideouts come to the near side, 1 running back to the side of the quarterback's left. Here's an inside pitch, and there's Cotlin O'Hare going to wrap up the running back in the backfield. A nice play there by the Shelby County linebacker as he was able to get his hands on number 34.
Sean, that's a play that they've been running very good. They come out like the option, They got a lead blocker that goes up inside of it, and they sort of do a shovel pass to him, which goes down as a passing play right there.
What they're doing is they line the guy up or in the slot and send him in motion, and now instead of having a fullback to hand it off to, the first option is either the inside pitch. The second option is the pitch on the sweep. This one went for a loss, now third down and 15. Here's a pass intended for Johnson, and it's going to be complete out across the 30-yard line before being wrapped up out of bounds by Brandon Davis in coverage. We're going to bring him down at the 32-yard line, just past the first down marker, and a nice throw and a nice catch on third and long. First third down conversion tonight for North Bullitt with 2:59 here left in the first quarter. 7-7 score. North Bullitt will march back out of the huddle here. Back in their own territory. Brown has two wide receivers to the near side. Sends Johnson in motion. He's going to fumble the footballs on the ground. Who's going to have it? It looks like the Rockets do. Yes, it will be a turnover. Shelby County picks up the loose ball.
Ryan Johns.
Number 92 tonight for Shelby County. Defensive end able to fall on that one, and now the turnover margin back to even as North Bullitt lets one go, their first of the game. Ball recovered at the 27-yard line, and so much like Shelby County's turnover early on in the game, this one deep in Eagle territory. Tyler Drain in the shotgun. Stone comes in motion to the near side. Drain's going to drop back to pass. Here's going to be Davis in the flat. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Tyler Drain with a 27-yard touchdown toss to Brandon Davis, who lined up in the near side slot and ran about a little circle route to the near flag. And a nice pitch and catch there for the Rockets score.
I mean, Sean, that was set up perfect. Fake the handoff up the middle. It's like he's running the option with Brandon being the pitch man. Tyler pulled it out a couple steps back, and by that time, Brandon was wide open down the left side.
First pass completion of the game for Drain. 27-yard strike to Brandon Davis. And Josh Edwards on now for the extra point try. Snap back to Drain. Good hold, and the kick is up and good. Shelby County goes out in front 14-7 here with 2:47 still left in the first quarter. You're listening tonight to Rocket Football on Power 93.3.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Josh Edwards kicking into the end zone for a touchback. After the Rockets take the lead 14-7, Brandon Davis with a big game early for Shelby County. He's got a running touchdown as well as his most recent touchdown catch for 27 yards, and now back out on defense for Shelby County. North Bullitt breaks the huddle here on their fourth drive of the ballgame here in the first quarter with 2:47 left to play in the first. Brown is the quarterback, clapping for the snap. Sends a man in motion. They're going to throw it out here to the near side. Incomplete. Intended for number 23, Nate Johnson.
Keyshawn Catlett had that one scoped out. If he did catch it, it wasn't going to be much of a game.
Shelby County last week was able to force three first-half turnovers. One already here tonight at incompletion brings up second and 10 from the North Bullitt 20.
Shelby County's disguising everything they're doing on defense. Depending on what personnel goes what for North Bullitt, they're moving once they come set.
Second and 10. Here's the shotgun snap. Another pass over the middle intended for Johnson. He's going to catch this one before being brought down for an 8-yard gain at the 29. Catlett in coverage on the tackle for the Rockets. Comes up just shy of the first down marker. Going to be another third down for North Bullitt. This one third and two.
You know, North Bullitt sees us. We've got the inside stacked up there, man on the corners. They're just going to try to hit us with quick slants and short yard gain.
Two running backs in behind Brown. Two wideouts, one to each side. A man in motion to the left. Here's a snap. They'll hand it off up the middle. This is going to be good enough for a first down on the carry there, number 34. First and 10 now for North Bullitt. Down at the 33. 1:46 left to play in the first quarter. 14-7 as the Rockets, who trailed early, now lead North Bullitt. Two wideouts to the near side. Two running backs in the backfield. Brown drops back. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket here to the near side. He'll make a man miss before sliding down at the 43-yard line, close to the first down marker. They will spot him good enough for the first down.
Right foot spot, just enough to get the first down.
So North Bullitt here late in the first quarter with their second first down. Driving here near midfield. They aren't a no-huddle spread offense. We've got one wide receiver here to the near side, two on the far side, and two backs with Brown in the backfield. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off left side. This is 34 again on the carry. That's Allen as he gets through the line before being hit at the 47. No, mark it at the 46. Colin O'Hare with the tackle for Shelby County as we're under a minute to play in the first quarter. Shelby County with a 7-point lead, 14-7. North Bullitt breaks a huddle. Wearing green pants and white tops tonight.
Changing the plays on us.
We'll call a little bit of an audible here, it appears. Two wideouts to the far side. Send a man in motion to the left. Going to throw a slant route. This one's caught on the run into Shelby County territory. That's number four, the kicker, Commissar. And with 9.9 seconds on the clock, it's another first down here for North Bullitt, whose drive started back at the 20. Now in Rocket territory as they mark him down at the 39-yard line. The whistle blows here for the clock to continue to run, and that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. But it's been fun so far. Shelby County with the 14-7 lead. We'll be back with more Rocket football after this on Power 93.3 WXLN and online at WXLNradio.com.